Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Doesn't get easier. Yeah. Yeah, a year and a half. We did a show on the 5th of March, 2020. And yeah. 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 I'm good. I'm nervous. The hat didn't last, because I can't see anyone in it.
Yeah, it's actually much better than I can see today.
Die.
Die. Puke and cry.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh. Your mic. Oh, my mic. They can only hear me. Woo! Finally! Yeah. Finally, the stage is all mine. So we have a topic for tonight, like we always do. Has anyone been to a Bandwagon show before? Woo! If you haven't, it tends to be the same as the podcast.
Better.
More live. Sober. Live.
We're here.
Yeah. Less sober, even. So we're going to do a topic for the first half, and then we're going to do some fun like bits that usually hit the Patreon for the second half.
Oh, we're taking the paywall down tonight, yeah. Ladies and gents. Because you guys, you came on a Thursday. Fuck those Friday cunts. You came midweek. You all have work tomorrow. You're the ones that matter, okay? Will we talk about what maybe we were going to cover?
Yeah.
Okay,
well,
so...
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, actually, we have the social media thing to get through first. Yada, yada, yada. Please say you're here.
If you
do the job.
If you don't post, it never happens.
Hashtag whatever. Yeah, you see it there. What we were going to cover... We have a long list,
yeah,
and this is actually doesn't even touch it, but...
I like to write things down as they come to me, but they don't always make sense then when I try to re-explain them to Fionnuala later on. So here's just like a select few things that I genuinely put to Fionnuala as
now,
topics for tonight.
I will
and
say,
we're shot down.
90% of them are actually fine. Like, you haven't even included some of your more batshit ones,
yeah.
But like, we'll get to one of them, so... Okay, so... What a motley crew. Dream blunt rotation, you might say.
You can't tell me that every one of these didn't have you in a chokehold at some point in your life. Pop culturally.
Neil Buchanan?
Yes.
Probably not. See, I've learned how to pronounce things. It's called growth. Jack Black, yeah.
Jack Black was such a thing. Maybe it was just
thanks,
my
guys.
Head.
Thanks for coming.
That's why I didn't make the cut.
School of Rock, Kung Fu Panda,
Tenacious
great.
D.
Oh, Tenacious D, yeah.
He had like a string of movies for a while, The Holiday.
The Holiday.
We could have got an error.
Lot of love for The Holiday in the audience. Mariah Carey's been to your houses. Dolly Parton, yeah. Fair.
Dolly Parton, yeah. She's just not a lot of crack.
Did you see she posted her husband for like the first time? Not the first time ever, but like she never posts him. And she was just like, here. And he's like wearing
he looked like Bo Burnham.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, maybe she's tall, I don't know.
You just have total face blindness. It's all about height. Like, Bree's like, there you go. There you go. That's it. No. Love, hate. The day we do love, hate is the day I turn over and die. When do you think I'm going to have time to watch this?
Like, whenever you finish your...
Darren, I'm so dating me Bebo page. Sorry if anyone in here is from Dublin. I'm really sorry. We should actually
probably
do
a good portion stage. From Dublin.
Huh?
Probably a good portion of them are from Dublin.
Yeah, actually. So anyone here not from Dublin?
Oh, okay. I take it back.
We have won again. Culture warfare continues. Spice Girls. Yeah, we'll do that at some point.
It's coming. The Hunger Games.
Just you have to do the Hunger Games.
Not a lot of... Well, no, it is a lot. We can get crack out of that.
Yeah.
And then Neil Buchanan, I was only talking about it recently with my brothers, where I was like, do you remember like every episode you were like, okay, so you have your Pritt stick and you're like, yes. You have your white paper, yes. You have your scissors, yes. And it was like, okay, you get your freshly mixed cement out of the back and you're like, ah.
Yeah, do you know what he used to do?
He's like, ridiculous stuff that you didn't have in the house.
He used to do mad shit in the middle, like across a big, roll of paper that you never fucking had.
Sand art.
Looked class at the end, but like, where am I? I never had PVA glue. I was always fucked from the start. Whatever a Pritt stick. Everyone had Pritt stick. What kind of rich household are you in if you had PVA fucking glue?
No, I never.
Anyway, no, Bree actually, we were stuck for Patreon one of the weeks and Bree was like, heart attack? And I was like, are you on drugs? Have what? Hello.
It was the moment.
We didn't pick any of them.
No.
Here's what you could have won. Here's what you won instead. That is the next slide, isn't it?
Yeah.
Actually, I have a better idea. I think we need to give them a hint because... Bree is basically refusing to play musical instruments anymore for live shows after I bullied her into doing the big thing. Oh, yeah. Please.
It was so embarrassing.
Support. It was funny.
No, it was so embarrassing. Show
where she did Big Brother. Oh, thanks to the three people who were there.
See, none of them came back.
But, okay, to the three people there. It was kind of funny. Yeah, she's nodding. It's fine. So she's basically refused anymore. So I was like, I wish you'd learned the theme for this topic because that would have been good on instrument. And then she proceeded to sing it. And then I was like, I don't actually know if you know the theme to what we're doing. So, Breed, what are we doing tonight?
It is. It's da 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 da
da da da da da da da. How the fuck did any of you get that from that? Like,
that's how it starts.
No, because it starts like da na 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 na. You're not starting from the obvious.
No, that's the chorus. It builds. It has to build.
Mr. Harold Potter, reporporting for duty.
Yeah.
Are there any hardcore, what are they called?
Potterheads?
Potterheads. Wow, are you going to be disappointed?
We have to do a little disclaimer. Just if you are a diehard Harry Potter fan, please take this with a pinch of salt because, like, I know how seriously you take it and... we're just not on that level. Yeah.
Now, I would say I'm a big fan. Like, I've read all the books. I watched all the movies.
Yeah.
I'm like, I love it. Like, you...
What were you doing in the dressing room before we came out?
Sorry, I was watching... They would do these...
All the movies in 6 minutes.
Yeah, because... Sorry, the last four, a lot of the same shit happens, you know? And it's like, Voldemort, like...
See, a real
good guy.
A real fan wouldn't say that.
And then loads of people die. It was more the order of things, you know?
Yeah.
The Order of the Phoenix, you might say. Anyway, but I did read all of it. What's your first memory of Harry Potter?
My dad used to read us...
My dad is Harry Potter.
My dad, yeah. My dad used to read us books when we were little, like when we were going to bed, obviously, story time. And when the books first came out, I remember him reading them to us. But he pronounced Hermione as Hermione. And then when the movies came out, we were like, what the fuck is this? Because when you've only heard Hermione, it makes sense, you know?
I had the books, or I think my brother and sister read them. Does anyone remember the original cover of Prisoner of Azkaban? And Harry looks a bit evil on it. Like, Hermione, they're on fucking Buckbeak, and Hermione's like, ugh, and then Harry's like... I don't know if people see it in the back, but he's like pure, like kind of that angry smiley face, or like the positive devil emoji face. He's like riding Buckbeak, and I was like, "What the fuck is this book? That boy looks evil." And then I read them, and I was obsessed. And I used to read them in the dark after I wasn't allowed to read them anymore. I used to read them like really late, and I think that's
Did
why
you
I
get stigmatism
styes? Now. Yeah, no, I think it's fully gave me ice drain. Like it was worth it because here I am doing a live podcast.
Is that
about
real
it.
Or is that a thing that you believed as a child?
What do you mean, ice drain or Harry Potter?
You get. You'd get styes if you read in like bad lighting. Is that real? Because I've been doing
that
now.
I didn't believe it at the time. I do fully believe it now. Like, yeah. I can't fucking see. Like,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. You, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter gave you astigmatisms.
I remember when Half-Blood Prince came out, and then
did you go
Deathly
to
the
midnight screenings?
No, I went to midnight releases of the books.
I went
I was
to
like
midnight
the less
screenings.
Cool version of going to the cinema to see it. I was like, yeah. Mom's like, we can go to Tesco in Middleton and you can get the book when it goes on sale at 12. There was nothing on. Like, it was just that it was on sale.
Yeah.
And Tesco like the buzz of being up well. Late, whatever year that was.
Late night Tesco.
Late night Tesco,
what a buzz.
Yeah. A buzz.
Yeah, we went to one of them. I think it was the very last one in the cinema at midnight. And there was like people dressed up and all. I was like, whoa. Because I hadn't really seen the middle few. And then
you were like, what the fuck? Yeah.
And it was good. I thought it was really scary. It put me off horror
we'll
movies for a long
it.
Time.
We'll get into okay. it because she does get scared towards the end. But yeah, anyone here have no idea what we're talking about? Surely everyone knows who Harry Potter is. No one would admit it now because they'd be too embarrassed.
Yeah.
Harry Potter, a series of 7 fantasy novels written by British author J.K. Rowling. Anyone Ooh. Know her? No. Mad how those books wrote themselves, isn't it? The novels chronicle the lives of a young wizard, Harry Potter, and his friends Hermione Granger and Ron Weasley, all of whom are students at Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. The main story arc concerns Harry's struggle against Lord Voldemort. I think struggle kind of downplays what goes on there. It's a lot. A dark wizard who intends to become immortal, overthrow the wizard governing body, known as the Ministry of Magic, and subjugate all wizards and muggles, in brackets, non-magical people. Not good. 8 movies, they grossed $7.7 billion worldwide. It's the third highest grossing film series ever. And then when you think of the TV viewings, I watched all of them Christmas last year and it was the best time of my life.
Yeah, they're like regularly thrown on in my house because my sister's like starting to read the books now. She's only just gotten into it. I think I spoiled it on her once because she was just starting to read the books and I went in.
Like, it's 10 years later. Like,
she's 12. She's 12. She's just learning to read.
Yeah, time moves on. Like, you know, like what? It's not my fault she was born after me. Like.
Yeah. Well, do you know that scene where like Bellatrix is like, I kill a Sirius Black. Well, I went and like skipped around the sitting room because that bit was just stuck in my head because I don't know.
Out of context.
And my brother
strange.
Was like, she hasn't got there yet. And I was like, ah. And she was like, what?
You're like, love this song.
Yeah. You. I was like, oh, no, I made it up.
1.3 billion viewings on TV since its television debut. It's the highest watch franchise in television broadcast history.
Jesus.
And that's just Irish people at Christmas, am I right? I did your job for you, Rotten Tomatoes. You reckon is the worst rated, what you reckon is the best rated?
Best out of all of them?
Yeah.
I think they usually go with the first as the best.
Okay. First, worst, second, the best, third, don't compare each other.
First or fourth, I would say. Fifth.
You think fifth is best?
Fifth is like the worst. Yeah, I was going to say, I have
Order
no
Phoenix,
memory of
boring.
The fifth.
We'll get to it, but boring.
We'll go fifth is the worst, first is the best.
Okay, well, everyone's wrong. Deathly Hallows 2 is the top rated on Rotten Tomatoes, and then Deathly Hallows Part 1 is the worst rated.
No, so that was right, the fifth.
No, the fifth is Order of the Phoenix. Can you count?
Is there 8?
Philosopher's Stone. Philosopher's Stone.
You told me there was
Chamber
6.
Of Secrets. I never told you there were 6. What are you talking about?
Yesterday.
No. Philosopher's Stone.
I was like, the first one, the second one,
well,
the third
just
one.
As
the
well,
Robert Pattinson
we're about
the
to
one.
Go through them now. You'll actually learn something as well as the audience. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Philosopher's Stone, Chamber of Secrets, Prisoner of Azkaban, Goblet of Fire.
Goblet of Fire. The two last ones.
Order of the Phoenix. No, Half-Blood Prince. And
oh,
then the
wow.
fucking two, well, if you're counting the movies, it's 2 Deathly Hallows.
Wow.
Where were you?
I asked you this last night and you were like, yeah.
Was I on drugs at that point?
I don't know.
Could have been. Okay, well, we get into the series. Okay, so I kind of approached this from the basis of, like, what I'd vaguely remember on the top of my head. Like, the key hitting points, you know, of, like, the too long didn't read kind of summaries. And we're going to mainly take into account the movies because we're going to get into the differences between the books and the movies. But I think we need to start with, from the beginning, that's usually...
Yeah, it's a good place to start.
Philosopher's Stone. Any Americans in the house? Oh! That person calls it Sorcerer's Stone. Whatever takes your fancy. This is essentially...
I make my move. You're free to check the king. No. Ron, no! What is it? He's going to sacrifice himself. From getting that stone or not. Harry, it's you that has to go on. I know it.
We have a lot of respect for the staff in here, because when we did our sound check earlier, Fionnuala had to play that like 15 times.
And every single time I talked along with them,
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
Like, I want to bash my head in. So basically, yeah, Harry finds out he's a wizard. What a buzz, because his family are dickheads. Hagrid's just like, you're a wizard. He's like, all right, get me away from these dickheads. Goes to Hogwarts, class school. A good school that gets like progressively worse in terms of security and teachers, which we'll get to, but like, that's sir, good boys, good variety of classes, you know.
Great food. Yeah.
Magic.
Yeah, nice people.
Yeah, nice people. Well, and then one of the teachers ended up being Voldemort. What a bad buzz. And as we've already learned, Voldemort has killed his parents previously, tried to kill him, couldn't kill him because he was a mega legend. Voldemort's dead, he's trying to come back. They kind of sort that out at the end, all the challenges, whatever, blah, 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 that's fine. Then we move on to the Chamber of Secrets. I thought I remembered this better than I did, but again, here's the too long didn't read. Snakes.
Not snake.
Dobby. Yeah.
Yeah, he is sexy.
Okay. Tom Riddle, we'll get it. Voldemort, no. Tom Riddle. Tom Riddle, I'm free on Saturday if you're free on Saturday when I'm also free on Saturday. Pervert liar teacher. I couldn't really remember his name for a while. It's Lockhart. He's
a bit
big pervert energy. Like, I have nothing to base that on, but, you know. And also, confirmations of fairy exist in the Harry Potter universe. Because the whole thing with the Polyjuice, and then Hermione becomes a cat. And it's just like, all right. You look so confused. Yeah. You remember what happened. Okay, so what actually happened? Harry meets an elf in his gaff. There's a bit of a head wreck before going off to Hogwarts for year two. Harry also realises he can speak to snakes. What a buzz. People start mysteriously being petrified because the Chamber of Secrets has opened in the school toilets. The naming of that, right? There's a lot of names of things in Hogwarts that I'm like, Chamber of Secrets, Forbidden Forest.
Yeah.
Could you not
so
have given
tempting.
Them like...
Big red buttons.
Yeah, like less on the nose red button names, like, you know. What was the other thing? Oh, I have. Is Harry the bad guy after all? Dun, dun, dun. Just remember, he's like mad talking to snakes and you're like, what? You're a bit evil. You should have been Slytherin. What the fuck? And then I literally just said Tom Riddle was a bit of a right, because he was.
He was.
There's also a massive snake in the school and he kills it and then it's fine. For now. And then he just goes back to school again. You know what I mean? It's just like very intense years. Imagine having to deal with that in second year
Why
of school.
Why does he keep going back? Yeah, no way.
Prisoner of Azkaban. I was going to say Prisoner of Azkaban, I think, is my favourite. I think I'm tied between that and Goblet of Fire. Prisoner of Azkaban, a lot of up. Okay. Harry has a family. Psych! Goldfather's a murderer. Bad boss. Back to the security issues. The Dementors, like, I feel like... I don't know if people thought that through, you know? Like, murder on a loose. We're going to get a group of guys. They might suck your face off and probably kill you. But that's the risk you take, you know? Because otherwise, this guy's probably going to come into the school and fuck your lives up. Bird, Buckbeak. Oh, I fancy Buckbeak a bit.
No, you can't have that one.
I've had three drinks. Wolf teacher, Lupin, also can smack my ass like a drum. Double psych. Sirius actually isn't evil at all, but he can turn into a dog. It's a bit of a mess. The time turner thing still fucks me off when I think about it. You know the thing where, like, Hermione's going to all her classes, bad bitch, no muzzle, and then it's like, we have this massive issue, how do we fix it? And she's like, oh, we'll just time travel. And Harry's like... But then also, like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Let's go back and just fucking kick Voldemort in the shins, you know?
Yeah, get him in his
perspective. I feel like it was a bit short-sighted. Yeah. I have a good meme to illustrate the serious debacle when they're all... And Sari's like, you're evil. And Sirius is like, well, actually. Mm. And then Snape is like, mm. It's a mess. It's a mess. Well, that's, oh yeah, so I have a bit of a detour.
I'm seeing all this for the first time too.
Bit of a detour from the whole evil Lord Voldemort is going to fuck your life up. Harry blows up his aunt and gets a freaky bus to town. I had a Lego set of the bus. What's that bus
that
called?
That bus has got...
Night
yeah,
bus
yeah,
with a K. Skinny bus. Mm. It'll be a bumpy ride. he's escaped. Dementors are sent to the guard the school because Black's supposed to be a serial killer. However, they also seem hell-bent on killing students, which seems counterproductive. Good point. Harry learns Sirius is actually his godfather. Oops. Hermione goes on the wizarding equivalent of Ritalin and somehow manages to save the day through time travel. I wrote down Alla Dallas, but that was someone just, it was a dream. He woke up and he was in the shower, wasn't it? It's not really the same.
What
else has time travel in it?
What?
What else has time travel in it? Back to the Future? Anyway.
Bernard's Watch? No?
Bernard's Watch, okay. Fourth, Goblet of Fire, which is magic and sport.
I love this one.
Sorry, the effect is kind of lost on the second point because hardcore fans will know, in the book, it's like... So the whole thing is, like, there's a tournament, they put their names in the Goblet of Fire, your name comes out, blah, 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 you're picked to be in this tournament.
But yeah, yeah.
In the book, it's like, because Harry was never supposed to be in the tournament, and then his name comes out with Goblet of Fire, and everyone's like, what the fuck? And then Dumbledore is like, in the book, it's like, Dumbledore whispered, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah.
And then you watch the movie, and he's like, Harry, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? She eats that off him. Sexy schools, because they were.
Yeah.
Let's give it up for the foreign exchanges. Dragons. Voldemort wrecks the buzz. Daddy Cedric Diggory,
R.I.P. Spoilers.
I will say, guys, he's a fictional character, so let's... what was next then? Oh, Order of the Phoenix, boring one, yeah. I actually don't even think I have anything on this. Oh, yeah. Harry Potter fake news era. Luna Lovegood. We Stan. Glass balls. A bad buzz. Because it's like the prophecies in the Ministry of Magic.
Yeah.
Nobody believes that Voldemort is coming back.
Yeah.
I'm trying to convince everyone Voldemort's coming back. So then they go, Neville's there, Neville's on his sexy ascent.
Oh, yeah.
And then they're just like, oh, the thing you love? Sirius Black, dead. Dead. Spoiler, sorry. How traumatising was that?
Yeah. I'm not convinced I've seen
like,
this one or the next
like
one.
I'm on Ritalin. Half-Blood Prince, again, I don't actually think, oh, actually, sorry. Sorry. How could I forget this bitch in Order of the Phoenix? Excuse
oh, yeah. Me. Yeah, no, I have seen this.
Excuse me, I'd like to apologise. Was this playing?
Tupper.
Okay, I'm going to replay that because I'm not having my joke lost. Not forgetting this bitch. And you better laugh again the second time.
Should she suffer? All right, clap if you think she should suffer.
I don't get that.
She should. She should. I was like, right backstage, I was like, a really funny clip of it on Bridge. She was like, all right, sure. What's next? Half-Blood Prince, again. I'm like fuzzy on these details. Snape's like horny for himself, and then Harry finds the book. Slughorn's there. They're wearing rotten robes. This is actually also quite sad because the end of this, I always get mixed up with the start of the Deathly Hallows with like Dumbledore making him drink the water and he's like, please, no. And it's like your friend in the club when they're just like in total denial about how bad they are. And now he's like, please, just drink it. And Dumbledore's like, oh my God. good, underrated. I will rewatch it again after Christmas. And then we go into the last two, which is Deathly Hallows Part 1 and Deathly Hallows Part 2. They were obviously like the one book, but then we split them up. I have Deathly Hallows Part 1. Harry, Ron and Hermione go on a road trip to find bits of Harry's soul. It ends up being a bit sexy and a bit spooky.
Ooh.
A lot of debts for a school, you know? Like, I just... What's the insurance there, like?
Yeah. Who's signing those release forms? Because they
parents.
Did that. They had release forms in the first one, didn't they? That's why he couldn't go.
Are you thinking of Hogsmeade? Yes. Confirmation from the audience, yes. Yeah, but that was like a nice village where they got to go fucking underage drinking.
Yeah.
This wasn't... You're not going to
find a
release
form. They needed
releases
for that.
Can I allow my child to have a scrap with a lad who wants to be immortal? Yeah, sure. Sure, just tick. There you go, you have it there.
Yeah, fair enough.
What did you think in terms of... Because obviously the series got way darker towards the end. You mentioned that. Like, some people criticise it because they think it feels like really disjointed because obviously the start, it's like, magic, cute. Harry's in school. And then it's like, ooh... Again, a lot of people dying, a lot of animals dying. It's a bit sad. Oh, yeah, it is a bit sad.
Yeah, but they needed to up the ante. Like, they couldn't just have had it that, like, light and magical the whole way through.
That's true, yeah. So you're just like, yes to all death.
It needed to climax, though, didn't it?
Yeah.
All right, girls.
Oh, you would know. Some of you haven't been out in a year and a half. Same as myself. Yeah, and then obviously you'd like the big Dumbledore switch. But I think, in the end, I think that worked out for the best. Not that I wanted the original guy to die. Sorry, that sounds really bad. But do you know what I mean? I just think he was... I think overall, he was the better actor. Like, I think he really brought the role to life.
Okay. I'll agree with you.
Great.
No, yeah.
Be horrible to speak ill of the dead. What are we talking about next?
It's, do you have the... other people who may have been cast in the movie, but didn't.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
You can move along, I think.
You want me to hit
Yeah,
next?
So this, like, for a lot of these, it was the worst mistake they ever made in their acting careers, I would say. The first one, you're not going to believe this. Well, if you're a Potter fan, maybe you already know, but I was shocked.
I might also know because I've seen the
slideshow. This is serious. They almost cast... him as... He was the producer's first choice.
He had recorded for... Peeves or Jeeves as well, though. He doesn't feature in the movies, but he's like the poltergeist in the in the school.
Yeah. So, Ralph Fiennes?
Fiennes. Yes.
Sorry, jeez, I should have looked that up. Ralph Fiennes.
Jesus
obviously
Christ.
Got the part, turned out to be the perfect choice, but he wasn't the first choice for the producers. They looked at Rowan Atkinson. They also looked at John Malkovich.
John Malkovich, I can see.
Yeah.
Rowan Atkinson, I cannot at all.
For some reason, I thought Ralph Fiennes was like the director or something in my head. Like he was like he was working on the film, and then they gave him the role from like a behind the scenes role.
Like, yeah. Listen, I this baldy slap head, I can do this. This is the role I was born to play.
You know when they
you
like
should see me without a nose? I've got this. Have you watched The Concert Gardener? Very good movie.
Yeah, I don't know why I thought that, but like for years I was telling people, I was like, did you know like he was just like a producer on this, and they just gave him the role. It's not true at all.
Sorry, you are obsessed with just fully telling lies.
I know.
Like, we talk about fake news, and I actually think bandwagons is now an outlet for fake news the amount of shite.
I believe it though. I don't. It's not malicious. Actually, Ralph Fiennes' nephew.
Sure, that's what matters, isn't it?
Ralph Fiennes' nephew played young Tom Riddle.
Sexy.
No, the youngest. No, he's not. He's like a child.
Oh, no, child. Oh, sorry. No.
No, he's like seven. Okay, go
Woo!
On.
Okay, who's next, Reed?
Robin Williams as Hagrid. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sensing a split.
So when the movie was originally in development, he expressed an interest in playing Hagrid, but in handing over the rights to the American studio, J.K. Rowling said it has to be an all-British cast. So it ruled him out. It ruled out Rosie O'Donnell, Drew Barrymore.
Who's J.K. Rowling? Don't know her. Never heard of her, never met her, never seen her.
Rosie O'Donnell, Drew Barrymore had also lobbied for roles, but were rejected by producers for the same reason.
Rosie O'Donnell, for who?
I don't know.
Who would she have been in it? Who the fuck would have...
Sprout. Oh, yeah, it was.
Oh, actually, that does make sense.
Who's that?
Sprout was Margulies. The biology plant.
Miriam Margulies.
Yes. Interesting. Oh, I love her too.
I love her.
She would rather have a nice... What's the vegetable she'd rather eat than have sex? Than have bad
radish.
Sex? Radish.
If it's a good radish, she'd rather have the radish. Radish. If it's good sex, she'd rather
take that away from you. If you're going out tonight, it's not worth it. Go home to your radishes more often than not. I could see this, but I think it worked out with Robbie Coltrane.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be like totally against this, but
I don't like the idea of having like mega famous actors. And maybe at the time some of them were mega famous.
Robbie Coltrane was like pretty famous.
Was he?
He's more famous than you, like.
Well, now, yeah.
This unknown actor. No, he would have been... Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, Robin Williams would have been too big to put into a series.
I keep thinking
like
you're saying Robbie Williams, and it's really throwing me off. We got stars, and Harry's like, what the fuck? Anyway, next.
Sean Connery as Dumbledore.
Yeah. Who did that for? Did you do that?
No, this is all plagiarised. So it was offered to Sean Connery before Richard Harris was cast, but he turned it down. Despite his appearances in Highlander and Dragonheart, Connery reportedly doesn't like the fantasy genre.
He said hard, cold truth.
He said no. Can you imagine?
You'd surely be a bit raging.
He is turning in his grave.
I suppose he was after coming from a big franchise.
He's dead, isn't he?
Is he dead, guys? Yeah. Yeah, he is. R.I.P. Sorry.
I never know.
He is dead.
We're not sure. Listen.
I don't want to, like, sorry. Hard enough being on stage. We don't want to kill anyone. I just... Just taking the time to confirm, right? It's not fake news tonight. Okay, who's next?
Tilda Swinton as Professor Trelawney?
Oh, I feel like split but leaning 70% no.
Yeah. So before Emma Thompson was cast to play the role, the producers approached Tilda Swinton. At the time, she said she turned it down because of scheduling conflicts, but she's since admitted that she's not a massive Harry Potter fan. She doesn't like the way the story glamorizes boarding schools.
I mean, that was the issue?
Yeah.
That was the issue.
That's such a thing to look back on when you were like, fuck, I should have took that job. It's like, well, anyway, it doesn't really show boarding schools
in
a good light.
It goes against my beliefs. Yeah. Oh, she's lost 2 points for me there.
This
okay,
one is
next.
Probably a bit predictable, but it's Saoirse Ronan as Luna Lovegood.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Well, I have to check the breed, like.
So, she wasn't very big at the time. She had she hadn't done like Lady Bird or Brooklyn or anything.
She'd done she Lovely had, Bones at this point, had she?
She possibly.
Or was about to?
She was yet to star in like a big blockbuster.
Yeah.
So she auditioned to play Luna Lovegood and was up for the role. She was also up for the role of Rey in Star Wars, but didn't get either of them.
Probably better off.
Yeah, probably better off.
From the
then she's like
Star Wars,
living
she's
in
probably better off.
Greta Gerwig and Wes Anderson's pocket and making a mint off it. So she's doing all right.
Yeah.
The next one.
She's fine.
Hugh Grant or Jude Law as Professor Lockhart. Jude Law. Jude Law would have made him sexy.
Oh, we're obviously going to talk about it with fucking Fantastic Beasts, whatever, because he is Dumbledore now in the spin-off.
Mm.
Which, full disclosure, I have not watched, okay? But is it good? Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought it was... I didn't think it was supposed to be that good. That's why I didn't watch it.
I don't know.
I can see this.
Yeah.
The Dumbledore... Can you buy him as Dumbledore? No, it's okay. Again, bit split from the audience.
Yeah.
Bit split.
So Hugh Grant was actually the first choice for Professor Gilderoy. Because who's both, what is it, both charming and despicable in the same breath.
Yep.
He was offered the role and even accepted it, but with pesky scheduling conflicts got in the way and he had to step away from the role. Jude Law got really far into the casting process, but was ultimately bumped from the shortlist when he was deemed too young. Would, of course, go on to play young Dumbledore. The role was offered to Alan Cumming, who you might know as the villain from Spy Kids. The movie.
Good wife called. He's in loads of other things, but he's so good.
So it was offered to him. He turned it down because he found out that his salary would be lower than Emma Watson and Rupert Grint's. And he said, no fucking way. So he turned it down.
It's
like, a smaller role. Like
kind of fair.
Yeah. Apparently. I think all these people are making up excuses.
I hate that these children are making more money than me. Fuck them.
Yeah. Kenneth Branagh
fuck
got
them
it.
To high heavens.
I liked Kenneth Branagh.
I do like Kenneth Branagh. I think he's perfect as this.
Yeah.
What a horrible. What? Are you all right? What did I say?
I like Kenneth Branagh. I think he's perfect.
Guys, will I refer to the drinks again? Who's next?
Tim Roth as Snape.
Awful. I hate this.
Yeah.
Now, I will say, I do think there's like a preciousness about it because like, just because of Alan Rickman and it was sort of like, and I get that. I hate this. I hate everything about this.
He was offered the role. He was cast, but had to drop out when he later signed on to do Tim Burton's Planet of the Apes remake because he thought it would be bigger. Yeah, so that was like not a not so great decision on his part.
So that was a fun one.
But like worked out well for us because it couldn't have gone. Like Alan Rickman is and always will be Snape, you know?
Anytime we'll talk about potentially recast him, but like I just can't imagine anyone else.
No.
You obviously can imagine people visually, but like he just embodied him in every single way.
Mm.
Who's next?
Rosamund Pike as Rita Skeeter?
Yes, my Gone
kind
Girl.
Kind of a weird
bitch.
One, yeah. So it was like years before Gone Girl, obviously. She was offered the role of journalist Rita Skeeter, but she decided to turn it down when she realised she was required to commit to two movies and it wouldn't have given her a lot of screen time.
So, what a hard life. Mm. I can only do one movie, sorry.
Yeah, but I don't know, maybe like if you have to commit to two movies and you can't do anything else and it's only like a tiny
part.
Yeah,
but like part. Harry Potter, like at that point.
I know, but you, like you have to eat.
I'm sure that wage on Harry Potter you'd be able to eat, like.
Oh yeah, okay. I don't know, you don't know.
I don't know.
This one I kind of love.
Okay.
Henry Cavill as Cedric Diggory?
No, no, no! How dare you include this? That boy's dead.
So when...
That boy's dead.
Look at
How
them. They're so
you?
Lovely. When The Goblet of Fire was in pre-production, fans campaigned for Henry Cavill to be cast as Cedric Diggory. However, the producers ignored this and cast Robert Pattinson instead. A few years later...
Like, I pretend I do not see yeah, this.
A few years later, when the film adaptation of Twilight was in development, the same fans lobbied for Cavill to be cast. And again, Pattinson landed
okay,
the
okay, no, sorry. This is one person with a lot of accounts who yeah. is, like, a big fan. It's just Henry Cavill, yeah, whoever said that.
Put Henry Cavill in everything.
Honestly, I don't mind. Would never, he's above it. He doesn't have a phone. He communicates via smoke signals or something like that. Look, oh, he's just so sexy. Like,
which
oh,
one?
Anyway, sorry. Sorry. Obviously, Cedric Diggory. I'm not talking about Henry Cavill's name.
What have you got against Henry Cavill? So, Ian McKellen was offered the role twice of Dumbledore, which is, it's kind of weird. So,
too similar.
Yeah, I thought he was as well. So when Richard Harris passed away, the Harry Potter producers faced the difficult task of recasting the role of Dumbledore. The producers offered the role to Ian McKellen before Harris had even died because the actor's health was declining. They knew they were going
to
need someone.
I was about to say, I was like,
yeah, so they brought it up and he said no. It became apparent that...
No,
thanks. So it became apparent he wasn't going to be around for the Half-Blood Prince. So they started asking around. And then after he... Am I being disrespectful? And then after he died, they offered it to him again. He said, no, thank you again. But it's kind of weird because he turned it down because I think they didn't really get on, like McKellen and Harris.
Oh, I've heard.
Yeah, so
yeah.
He said he turned it down feeling that Harris had always been jealous that McKellen played Gandalf and that Harris was stuck playing Dumbledore. Ian McKellen has said. Before his passing, Richard Harris called McKellen a dreadful actor, and Warner Brothers decided to go with Michael Gambon as out of respect. Then.
What's the tea? The girls are fighting!
Yeah. Well, it says they went with him out of respect, but it sounds like Ian McKellen wouldn't have taken it no matter what, so I don't know.
But he was already involved in...
it's weird, it's
like
weird.
He's fine.
That's yeah. it, I think.
That's it.
Yeah.
There you go. What could have been? Who would you... Because I was listening to the Muggle cast coming in, and yeah. they had, because they were talking about the 25th anniversary of Philosopher's Stone or whatever, and they were going through like potential recasts. Mm-hmm. Timothy Chalamet was pitched both as. Okay, I know he's too old, right? But he also looks like
still a
tiny orphan child, so he could maybe get away with it. Tiny Victorian orphan ghost.
What about that kid? What's his name? Room.
Could be anyone. Oh, Jacob Tremblay.
Yeah, give him something.
I think someone had suggested him on the Muggle
cast. Give him something.
Well.
What's that little kid that's in, what's her name? Mackenzie.
The Twilight Baby.
She's in like The Haunting of Hill House and she's in like Ghostbusters.
Yeah, she's half fucking CGI.
No, she's a real child and she's a very good actress.
Oh, okay.
Mackenzie Foy. No, yeah. It's not Mackenzie Foy. Who am I thinking of? McKenna Grace.
Thank God there's an audience here.
Yeah,
my
someone
God.
Google that quick and I love
Can
it.
Can you imagine us trying to record this and it's just the two of us just knocking heads off each
they
other?
Listen, they listen, they know.
They know, yeah. Actually, what I'm talking about. Just rubbing
McKenna
our brains
Grace
together.
McKenna
like,
Grace could
trying
be good.
Start fire. Who else did they say it? I would have, like, I'd love to see Emma Thompson back as Dumbledore if we were doing, like, a gender Ooh. Swap thing.
Mixed feelings over here.
Something amusing. And like if you're like Tilda Swinton as like Malfoy, one of the Malfoys.
No, name someone I haven't just shown you.
But again, I was like, I think I'm just on a Beanie Feldstad thing. So I'm like, for Hermione. But like they're all too old. We don't know any children. Well,
I named
so like,
some
who
really
cares?
Good children there. What? Any of the Stranger Things kids?
Any of the...
They're too old again, probably.
Yeah, God. They're all aging out.
They grow so fast.
Does anyone know one child that could do this? No, any children. They just shouldn't, like, if they touch this, I know obviously they're doing the spin-off or whatever, which we'll talk about, but if they touch this within, like, we need at least minimum 10 years before they even think about, like, will we do it again? Or will we do, like,
I don't think anything should ever be touched again.
I don't
again.
Think they ever should touch it again.
No way.
But, like, this is fucking Hollywood where they're like, let's remake
everything.
Anything.
Yeah. Anything that's ever been, let's just make it again.
They're doing a prequel for Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah.
An origin story for a toy.
I didn't hate it.
There is nothing Hollywood won't touch. It's a matter of time. It's a matter of time. What are we on to next? The difference between the books and the movies?
Yeah.
What a buzz. There's a lot in this. I won't dwell too long on it. And again, the hardcore fans, don't hate me. A lot of missing characters. I've already mentioned Peeves. I actually think I called him Jeeves earlier on in the show. And a lot of people laughed. Really sorry about that. That's a search engine, not a character. He was like a poltergeist kind of thing, and they'd shot scenes for him, but I think they ended up not.
That's so weird. Him.
But I would say it was because they had so much. Headless Nick. Mm-hmm. And like, I think the characters are, in the screen adaptation, I think they probably would have been too similar.
Yeah.
And when you consider, they covered a lot of the plot and a lot of the world building, a lot of the characters and the stories in book one, and then just had to kind of keep pairing back. Like, there was a lot of stuff, obviously, that they couldn't include. And like, there's not a lot of school towards the end, even though it's a series about a fucking
They must be, like, seriously,
school.
Like, not good at spelling and stuff.
Yeah. No, they're desperate. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think they know the square root of anything? Absolutely
no way.
Not. But they're like, here's a spell that you can kill someone with.
Yeah.
It's like, you know the way we always say, like, you never learn how to do your tax? Not one of them knows how to ring revenue. They're like, Hermione's like to her mom being like, mom, can you put, I'm being emergency taxed again. Charles Weasley doesn't feature in the movies. Ludo Bagman, Bertha Jorkins, Cuthbert Binns. So, some of these are made up. They have to be like... Andromeda, Ted Tonks, Hestia Jones, Marietta Edgecombe. Winky was the only one I remembered without having reread the books. Poor Winky.
What was Winky?
Winky was another house elf. I'm correct in that, aren't I?
Mm.
Poor Winky. Marlene McKinnon, Phineas Nigelis Black. But everyone kind of says that Peeves was the most obvious missing character. He's at Nearly Headless Nick's death day party. He wrecks Umbridge's head while she's at Hogwarts. He defends the castle at the Battle of Hogwarts. So, like, it's not that... He wasn't ever a main character, but he kind of did play a significant enough thing. Rick Mile was supposed to play him, I think. So I think Rowan Atkinson had auditioned, but I think they ended up going with him. But as I said, the scenes were never used. In terms of other things that weren't included, two of the challenges in movie one were missing. So, you know, where they're doing, like, the chess, whatever. Another thing that I was listening to, like, some people complained that the first movie would be too scary because of the exploding chess pieces in movie one, and I'm sitting there like, okay, so it's not the lad with another face in the back of his head. Children read grammar that it's the exploding chess pieces they would have an issue with. There was supposed to be like a potions challenge or like a potions riddle,
like the crystal maze,
because in the books, like, the number of challenges is intentional because 7 is considered a magic number, but then they ended up taking it away, so it didn't matter. My next heading is Harry is a cocky dickhead. In movie one, when Harry is gifted with a Nimbus 2000 from Professor McGonagall, he opens at the table in the Great Hall in front of all the other students. Because first years at Hogwarts aren't technically allowed to have brooms, in the book, McGonagall's gift comes with a very explicit note telling him not to open it at the table or else everyone else will want one. And Harry was just like, look at my broom, bitches! Hey! The other thing was Hogsmeade. I think we touched on this, the fact that you needed a permission slip. In the book, it kind of, Sirius gives him a permission slip to go. But, like, no, I think they get around this in the movies because, like, he has the invisibility cloak. Of course, that's why he's there. That's how he gets in. But it was just a bit like, all right, can we not? I just needed more Sirius with the movies. I think that's the biggest thing.
You fancied
books.
Him.
Yeah, of course I did. I fancy a lot of people. I love
him. Yeah, he was sexy.
What was the saddest death in Harry Potter?
Hedwig.
You're all wrong. It was Hedwig. That was traumatizing. Traumatizing. No, it was probably, who did you say when we talked about it?
I don't know.
The twins.
Oh, we wanted the twin, yeah, the Weasley twin. But I don't think, like, you see him die. I just think you see everyone sad.
That last one, I get that people had to die. I get it. But I just think J.K. Rowling was a bit fucking trigger happy with the pen and was like, fuck it, last one. Let's see who we can get rid of. A lot of, like, just mean deaths. Like Tonks, Lupin.
Yeah.
It's too much. Let's not dwell on it. Speaking of, actually, Weasley's joke shop. I got this from an article, and I thought this first line was quite rude. The Weasleys are not a wealthy family, and we're reminded of this numerous times throughout the series. Rude.
Yeah.
Rude. Poor shaming, whatever article this is from. That makes it difficult to imagine how Fred and George easily accomplished their dream of dropping out of school and opening a joke shop. When the twins start selling their products in Order of the Phoenix and open up the Weasley's Wizard Wheezes shop in Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince, no one questions how they paid for it at all. But readers of the books will know that Harry gave them the 1,000 galleons he earned from winning the Trouser Tournament. So there you go. Never explained in the movies. Ron had an owl. Ron had an owl called Pig that actually features in some of the promotional material for the movies. And then they're just like...
They cut it out.
But he's in like a load of the posters and then the owl is just never in it.
Weird.
Harry used it to communicate with Sirius. And then the other thing is Percy Weasley, snitch extraordinaire. strict rule follower given his behaviour as a Hogwarts prefect. Excuse me, I'm head boy. Do you remember him on the stairs?
Yeah.
What a cunt. But after leaving Hogwarts, he goes to work for Minister for Magic Cornelius Fudge, which drives a wedge between the Weasleys and their son. Fudge refuses to believe that Voldemort returned at the end of Goblet of Fire, and he maintains a stance throughout much of Order of the Phoenix, despite mounting evidence to the contrary. Hashtag fake news. The Ministry of Magic even works with the Daily Prophet newspaper to publish stories discrediting Harry and Dumbledore's accounts of what happened. Percy is loyal to Fudge to a fault and even suggests at one point that his family should break ties with Harry, who's like a son to the Weasleys. All of this causes him to become estranged from his family, which isn't explained in the film, so his apparent disappearance seems more mysterious. The rift also makes for an emotional reunion that goes unseen in the films when Percy comes to his senses and returns to fight alongside his family at the final Battle of Hogwarts. That but again, happen. I just don't think they had time. Yeah. It was like...
It was hard. They were long enough.
But it was like the Deadly Hallows, all the, like, Dumbledore's backstory. Mm. You were like, let's just...
We don't need a Percy bio.
It doesn't even matter if it makes sense. I just need... Mm. I need to be in and out of that cinema efficient as anything.
Mm.
Yeah.
We didn't need it. Like, we didn't need a Percy origin story as well as everything else, I don't think.
I mean...
Maybe it's coming.
I doubt it. I doubt that's at the top of their list. Who would you like to see an origin story for from Harry Potter?
Hagrid.
Yes, actually, yeah, that makes sense.
And that dog. The dog. Can I pet that dog?
Buckbeak's been sentenced to death. What are we at next? Spin-offs. Spin-offs on the stage show.
Yeah.
What a buzz. Oh, yeah. Fantastic Beasts. I will admit, I've already said I haven't seen this. Fantastic Beasts, Where to Find Them. Fantastic Beasts, Crimes of Grindelwald. And then Fantastic Beasts, The Secrets of Dumbledore is out next year? The year after? Maybe I need to go watch these. Do I need to go watch these immediately after?
They feel a bit childish to me. For like, just from the promo, they're like targeted more at kids. Is that, no?
On paper, it should work. But my issue again is that I think it was too soon after the original franchise finished, in my opinion. Does anyone agree? Like, I like Eddie Redmayne is good.
Mm, I like
Jude Law, like, I do like. I think he fits with a franchise like this. I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
Do you have any strong opinions?
No.
That's great. That's great. Talk to me about The Cursed Child.
Yeah. So has anyone seen this? Is it good? Because I've heard mixed reviews. Yeah. So it's in the West End. You have to go and see it in two parts? All in the one day? Wow.
All in one day. Like, what else are you doing?
Well, that's like... Like, a show is like 2 hours. Like, it's a big...
Oh, yeah.
And then you go have a break, come back in 3 hours each part. Jesus, no. Wouldn't be me. And I love a show, but that would not be me.
She does love a show, but we'd have to space it out.
So the story begins 19 years after the events of the Deathly Hallows and follows Harry Potter, who is now head of the Department of Magical Law Enforcement at the Ministry of Magic. He's the top guard.
Sorry, defund the police and the magical police. I don't care. Like, sorry.
And his younger son, Albus Severus Potter, who's about to attend Hogwarts. So this is where, like, the last movie ends, isn't it? Where he's getting on the train?
Yeah, pretty much, yeah, yeah.
So the play is marketed as the 8th story in the Harry Potter series. It received mixed feedback, I would say.
I know some people that went to it and they thought it was good, but they're...
But it's won awards and stuff, like it won a Tony and...
Yeah.
So like the Harry Potter fans were kind of like liked parts. They liked, there was a Scorpius Malfoy, they really enjoyed him, but then they... Like, the language and stuff, they just found that it was a bit disjointed from the original series, so...
I just remember upon the release of that, like, the crying about, like, recasting Hermione, like, as a black woman. And again, I'm just like, again, we are talking widely about a fictional, magical world. And your thing is that it's unrealistic that she might just be black. Like, but, like, really? Like, I think there are bigger things to be crying about, personally.
Yeah, I think it's probably something... You would have to like Harry Potter to go see.
But yeah, but I do think it is just, I think they...
Maybe I'm wrong.
But I think it's, this is a franchise that people can be like precious about. Mm. And I mean precious not in like a patronizing way. I understand why they would be in the same way that we're really into other things.
Mm.
So I do get it. But at the same time, I'm just like, that cannot be your issue in a world that is like full fantasy. Like.
Yeah, where there's ghosts trying to suck your
soul
out.
Come on, the dragons. Like, come on. You didn't have an issue with the dragons and you have an issue with this? Anyway. Influence on other series, like we've mentioned Twilight. Actually, I don't know if we have. Oh, sorry, are we on this now?
Yeah, sure.
Great. Take it away, Breed. Wouldn't be a bandwagon show without a fucking presentation.
Did you want to talk about Influence on other series? Because I don't think we have it in there otherwise.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know the way they split up the last movie? Like, Harry Potter was a blueprint.
Yeah, for Twilight, no.
Can't speak. Yeah, and the same way they split up the Hunger Games. Yeah. Kind of, I think, to the detriment of those two series. Because
yeah, there was no need for the Twilight
whatever one. At Harry Potter, I think it was probably needed. Twilight did not need that.
No.
And neither did Hunger Games.
No, I don't think so.
Twilight just gave us another good day out. And you know what? I can appreciate that. Hunger Games, like, again, everyone kind of dies at the end of that and it's a bit miserable. It's just full war, like... Mm. So that's not a laugh. I don't want to go to the cinema to see that. Excuse me.
Everyone dies in the end of this as well.
Huh?
Everyone dies in the end of this as well.
Oh, not everyone dies.
Well, not everyone.
A large amount of people die. That's fine.
Where are they now? These all survived anyway. So this is Daniel Radcliffe.
Literally and figuratively.
Daniel Radcliffe, we all know he's had his ups and downs. God love him. Hasn't he? But in terms of film, after the series ended... Why are you laughing at?
He's grand.
Yeah, but didn't he have like a drinking problem for a while?
No, he just went on the pace with like the Dublin football team.
No, he was in a bad way.
No, he's always, or not always, but like he's been frequently photographed having a good time. Like he's not.
Oh, I thought he had like a proper... He did, didn't he? Yeah. Oh. Fuck's sake, Vanilla. Bit of respect. Anyway, he seems to be doing well now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're going to tell me, so...
After the series ended, he starred in The Woman in Black. I've never seen, but I'd love to see it.
Woman in Black is great.
Yeah.
A great scary movie.
The drama Kill Your Darlings and the rom-com What If.
He got his cock out in that play. Do you have that?
It's coming. Oh, I didn't mention the cock.
Like, come on.
He later appeared in Judd Apatow's Trainwreck. I don't remember. He's the dog walker in Trainwreck.
I do not.
I think it's just like he does these weird little cameos, I think, in things.
Yeah.
He has a good sense of humor. He co-starred.
If I was after making like my money on a big fat franchise.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be doing stupid.
At
things.
The cost of your childhood.
Yeah. 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 Fair point.
He co-starred as Igor opposite James McAvoy in Victor Frankenstein, and he played Manny in the film Swiss Army Man. He also appeared on a TV series. He's also appeared on TV series like Sky Art Ones. A Young Doctor's Notebook and TBS's Miracle Workers, which sound not good.
Are they good? Has anyone watched TBS's Miracle Workers? It's a solid no. Sorry, Mr. Radcliffe.
Outside of film, he has theatre credits, including his role in the revival of How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying, The Cripple of Inish Man, and Endgame. I don't know which of them he got his Mickey out in, but it was one of them. The Cripple of Inish Man?
It was the one with the horse. Equus, yeah.
Oh, I don't have that here.
The newspapers had a field day on that. I just remember, I don't know how old I was at this point, like still not
what
that
were they
old,
saying
but
about
just
it?
Like, what?
What were they saying about it?
Just, it was like, oh, Harry Potter gets his dick out. Like, that was the entire coverage. It was like, and it was like, actor acts again, like, Kells Breeze, like.
Mm. Yeah.
It just happens to have his dick out as well. Like, I mean, like, sometimes you have to do that, you know?
His most recent credit, from what I can see, was in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt, Kimmy versus the Reverend, the interactive special on Netflix. Came out in 2020.
I did not watch that.
I don't think I watched it either, but I did watch Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt and it was very good. On to Rupert Grint. Had a baby in the last year or two.
With Georgia from Angus Young's Perfect Snogging. Full frontal snogging for the X-rated. for the OnlyFans version, you know.
So the same year that Deathly Hallows came out, he obviously appeared in Ed Sheeran's Lego House music video. Famously, he went on to appear in films.
I know he's done so many bad things since, but I will defend that first album.
He had us in a chokehold then.
These things I've done, but death.
Did we do an Ed Sheeran episode yet?
Did we? No, we did.
Did we?
It wasn't great, I don't think, but we did do it
recently. Like, I have no memory of that.
Yeah, no, we did. Yeah, that was the general consensus. Do you remember we were like, he's so calculating and like manufactured and he does.
Yeah, we were right.
Get well soon, Ed, because he was unwell there.
He has COVID, doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's grand now. Yeah, he's on SNL this Saturday.
So we're back to Rupert Grint. People always confuse them and we need to keep them separate.
Who?
Rupert Grint and Ed Sheeran.
You say, okay, who's everyone, first of all.
No.
People who have face blindness.
Mm-hmm.
People who can't distinguish between ginger people.
Anyway, Rupert Grint
I love the gingers.
Went on to appear.
He's not here tonight, but he'll be here tomorrow. Aww. He's at home. He didn't even bother fucking his whole coming. Like,
He's picking her up.
He's picking me up. He's a good man. Sorry.
Rupert
Grint. I
really
hope he doesn't ever listen
Can
back
I keep
to this.
Going?
Sorry.
Went on to appear in films including Into the White, Charlie Countryman, CBGB and Moonwalkers. Never heard of any of them.
He definitely seems to be the busiest though. Even if it's not like...
Yeah.
But the thing is, whatever project you do next after something like this, it's never going to be as big as Harry Potter. You're always living in the shadow of that.
You're always Ron Weasley, yeah. He made his theatre debut in 2013 on the West End in the play Mojo, and then on the Broadway play called It's Only a Play, alongside my friend Matthew Broderick. And
your friend?
Yeah. Stuart Little star Nathan Lane.
Ah, yes.
Recently.
Oh,
we need to watch that. Recently, Grint has found success on TV with roles on Netflix, Sick Note, Crackle, Snatch, and Apple TV Plus's Servant. So,
Sick
yeah, he
Note
does seem
is
busy.
Supposed to be very good. Has anyone here watched it? Sick Note.
No.
I think it's like a Sky thing. I don't think
it's Netflix,
well, but I've heard. Oh, is it?
Maybe it's Netflix US. Emma Watson, do you want to move on?
I mean, I can, yeah. Love the Emma Watson fan.
We do.
Sorry, she flew her tits out meeting Al Gore last week. Did anyone see that?
In what?
She was at like an environmental... Everyone's like, what? She didn't fully have her tits out. Sorry,
what
I'm
a cute kid.
Hyperbole. She was at some awards for climate or the environment or big enough something to do with that. And she was just fully wearing like half dress. And Al Gore was like, fair enough.
Yeah.
She was like, so nice to meet Al Gore. He was like, okay, fair enough.
In 2011, she announced that she would be studying at Brown University, and she graduated with a bachelor's in English literature. While in school, she started a number of popular films, including My Week with Marilyn, The Perks of Being a Wallflower, and The Bling Ring.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh. Yeah. She also played herself in the Seth Rogen apocalyptic comedy, This Is the End.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
And more recently...
It was a really rough time in Brown because people were just like, if she tried to answer a question, they'd be like, 10 points for Gryffindor. Why are you laughing? That's horrible.
But these are people that got into Brown, like the most intelligent.
Yeah, sorry. Like I just, and I couldn't think of a better joke than 10 points to Gryffindor. Like,
yeah,
fuck's sake.
That would get old real fast. More recently, she obviously did Beauty and the Beast and Greta Gerwig's Little Women.
Oh, yes.
And
but apparently was a lurch and didn't do any of the promo for it after because she was like, fuck this.
Yeah, I don't know if she really likes acting.
Good question.
I think she wants to do more, like.
Yeah, maybe she does.
I respect that. Tom Felton I included in this, even though we haven't mentioned him at all until this point.
Tom Felton, TikTok star.
Yeah, is he?
Yeah, he's fucking flat out on TikTok.
After
what does he have to be at? Like,
after Harry Potter wrapped, he starred as another villain in Rise of the Planet of the Apes. But most of his work has been in smaller budget dramas and thrillers. He has also found success on TV. He played Eric Blunt on Murder in the First, Julian Albert on The Flash, and Logan on a YouTube original series, Origin.
That's not success. Sorry. Sorry. I'm not trying to be mean, but a YouTube original series does not scream success. Yeah.
He
me.
Recently starred in A Babysitter's Guide to Monster Hunting and... the Dutch period piece, The Forgotten Battle. So he's doing all right.
You'll take the jobs, you know? Like,
yeah.
You'll take the jobs. He does seem nice. I'm being mean.
We could go on all day with, like, the people. Like, a lot of them are obviously RIP'd now from the movies. But some of them, like...
a lot of them are RIP'd from the movies?
Julie, like, but, like, not like Julie Walters went, like, big success after as well. We could talk about her
she's
for an hour.
She's not dead, apparently.
She's not dead, no. She just did really well after Harry Potter. Lots
you need
them.
To clarify that, though, after saying a lot of the cast are RIP'd. Julie Walters, she's still
Let
alive.
Let me get my words out.
She is having a blast. She's doing really well.
Yeah, so I just went with those four. We can move on.
Okay. Snape, Severus, Snape, Dumbledore, Snape, Severus. Okay, keep time, guys. Snape. Ron Weasley! Ron. Harry Potter. Voldemort. Oh, Voldemort. Yay! I wasn't going to make you do that, but the video wouldn't actually insert
the
presentation. So I was like, fuck, I'm going to have to try and make them carry on. Anyone who doesn't know this is going to be like, what the fuck are they talking about? The hold that this had on the internet, this is like... very firm
very early
YouTube.
Internet yeah
if you had unsupervised access to the internet you're probably a little bit fucked in the brain. It's why you're here, it's why I host this podcast. It was a puppet web series, Potter Puppet Pals, parodying Harry Potter, obviously, created by Neil Ciceriga. Anyway, he's American. That's fine, sorry to the American who's here. the first two episodes were animated, both released in 2003, and then it was relaunched. So it actually goes past YouTube, and then it was relaunched on YouTube under this like potions class thing. The song we just sang is probably the most iconic one. Mm. It was the mysterious ticking noise where Snape goes in and he hears this mysterious ticking noise in the school and he's like, what? And then everyone just...
Why did we think it was so funny?
Why did we think it was so funny?
Yeah, do you remember like breaking your back trying to get it as your ringtone and all? Like, why?
I don't remember breaking my back. I was too busy trying to get like, hey girl, you better check your text. That's what I was trying to get. But in fairness, the success of this is absolutely fucking insane when you think, now, it's kind of nothing in like today's world, but at the time, it was insane. So The Mysterious Ticking Noise, as I mentioned, was released March 23rd, 2007, 22nd most viewed video on YouTube.
Still.
As of January 1st, 2013.
Ooh.
So like, definitely not still. Like, yeah. There's so many cats and things have done things since. So it's over 200 million combined views now because they had like the original and then they re-uploaded it in high def. But like, I kind of didn't realize how much this had an impact on even the series and the culture around it. It was nominated and won in the comedy category in the 2008 YouTube Awards with 61.6% of the votes in that category. It's just insane. And then at the New York premiere of Deathly Hallows Part 2, Alan Rickman was interviewed by MTV and whoever that journalist was like, doing their job and was like, I need to comment on Harry Potter Puppet Pals. And he said, Potter Puppet Pals is very beautifully done, that little piece of work. Can you get rich from that? I hope they did. And then Daniel Radcliffe was also asked about it. And he said that he wanted to do like a live action version for charity. I don't think that ever came to be, unfortunately, but the 4K remake of the original video was posted on 2017 to mark the 10th anniversary of the original. So there you go. 10 years in 2017.
Just for little finger puppets.
I might just bash my head in. That's so long. Like, 10 years ago, we were watching that and being like, that's gas.
It's longer than that.
I think it was just... No, it was 10 years since it was posted.
No, Fanuta, I wasn't 17 laughing at this. No way. We were out drinking and all of
that. It was 10 years of 2017. No, we were.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
2007.
So
yeah,
you were 2007.
13.
Sorry.
Yeah, that makes more sense.
I had to question like, if I play that tune in 2017, you probably still would have laughed. And so would I. That's not a lie. Like,
yeah, it was a big year for the drink.
Because it's funny, because like Dumbledore was supposed to be like a nudist in it. And Harry's such a dickhead.
Mm.
It's like, I'm the chosen one. Very good. Very good.
Another thing that had a real chokehold on the internet. I don't know if this was just with me and my circle of friends.
Definitely not. I cannot wait to see the reaction when we do this.
A Harry Potter musical.
Oh, yes, the girls are out tonight.
I was obsessed. I was obsessed with this, but mainly just the opening song. The rest of it gets like the,
sing it, yeah, sing it.
And this waiting around, dun, dun. I don't know.
Sing it better than that.
I'm gonna get back to Hogwarts. I gotta get back to school. I gotta get back to Hogwarts, where everybody knows I'm cool. Back to witches and wizards and magical beasts. It goes on.
We're hanging, Jesus Christ.
Anyway. I fly through this because we will let you go to the bathroom soon. But yeah, Darren Criss, you might recognize in the middle. It's nine. Who you might recognize from Glee or The Assassination of Gianni Versace. He's a very good actor and singer. But
in this room, who do you think recognizes him from Glee or The Assassination of Gianni Versace?
He's well rounded. And my sister said like she recognized the other guy from like a Disney Channel show, but I don't know how true that is.
He has so a these Disney are, Channel face.
Yeah. These were Star Kid Productions. They put on the show in, where is it? The University of Michigan on the 9th of April to the 11th of April in 2009. Soon after, they posted the entire musical on YouTube. However, it was later taken down and edited it to make it more appropriate for the younger audiences. But it was posted again under the new name, A Harry Potter Musical. It was originally Harry Potter the Musical. And then it was posted as a Harry Potter musical in late June 2009. And that's when it blew up and it got like 100 million views. Due to the nature of the musical, Team Star Kid were allowed by Warner Brothers to host the musical on their channel and own the rights to the songs and script. But they do not own the rights to the Harry Potter characters and they cannot make any money off the production, nor can they give the rights for the show to any other production company. So that production is the only official version of it. But like other like colleges and people around America do their own little versions of it, but it's so illegal, so please stop.
There's no law that prohibits art, Breed. How are we on stage tonight? Because if that was true, we would not be.
I tried to watch it like a couple of days ago, and the first song is like, yes, this is what I remember. And then the rest of it, it's very funny. It's very well written. I just really wish there was a better version
it's
of
so
it.
Hard
it's
watching so it on, this, like,
the audio is so yeah. hard, and but it is. It's very clever.
Chris would get it. Do you?
You have a funny little tidbit here, do you?
Oh yeah, I was hoping to find something more long form on this. Does anyone here work for Pennies? You don't. I'm not going to expose anyone, but I'm just like, why is Pennies obsessed with Harry Potter items? Like, case in point, that's a leotard that says "Property of Gryffindor Quidditch," and that's giving you a yeast infection, and that has nothing to do with sport. I tried to. Who has answers? Who here from Pennies? Now's your time to speak up. Silence, deafening.
Yeah.
I couldn't find anything on this. I will continue my work. Because to this day, the franchise is. It's not over. I know it still exists, but like, fuck me. Pennies are weak for.
Yeah.
Hufflepuff jumper. Oh, woo! Like, I can't explain it. And I wish I could have more answers, but the truth is out there and I will find out.
Yeah. It needed to be said. It needed to be addressed.
On to Breed to finish the first half.
Yeah, finally.
On a highbrow note.
Yeah, I...
Don't woo, because it's not highbrow.
We're going to talk Harry Potter porn. Now, I called it Harry Potter porn in every... This is actually real Harry Potter lingerie you can buy. It comes in, like, all different houses.
Yeah, in Pennies, probably.
But I Googled Harry Potter porn looking for... Where you replace wand with Willy, like, is what I meant. But
I was researching.
There's a lot of Harry Potter porn out there I would not recommend. Anyway.
Any Cedric Diggory?
This is what I was looking at. No, it's a lot of girls in, like, ties and stuff.
I mean, it's a lot of girls in ties. It could be anything.
I know. I didn't look too
Rose.
Much into it.
Anyway. Anyway,
I got this from Reddit. I'm sure you came across it at one stage or another, but it never ceases to be funny. So this is... quotes from the Harry Potter books, but the word wand has been replaced with Willy.
You're like, yes! Yes, girls!
Panting, Harry fell over, fell forwards over the hydrangea bush, straightened up and stared around. There were several faces peering through various nearby windows. Harry stuffed his Willy hastily back into his jeans and tried to look innocent. They get better. Ron struggled for a moment before managing to extract his willy from his trousers. It's no wonder I can't get it out, Hermione. You packed my old jeans, they're tight. I'm so sorry, hissed Hermione, and Harry heard her mutter a suggestion as to where Ron could stick his willy next. Don't put your willy there, boy, roared Moody. Harry rubbed his willy feverishly until white sparks shot out the end, which earned him a disapproving look from Fleur.
Not Fleur! Anyone but Fleur!
Both Sirius and Snape lowered their willies. The unexpected entrance of so many witnesses seemed to have brought them to their senses. But what's going on? Asked Mr. Weasley. Nothing, Arthur, said Sirius, who was breathing heavily as though he had just run a long distance. There was a moment in the graveyard. I said that in such a gory accent.
No, not in the graveyard.
There was a moment in the graveyard where Voldemort's willy and mine sort of connected. Well, we'll soon find out, won't we, said Snape smoothly. Willy out, Potter. This one is awful. Draco's sleek black willy, identical to his father's willy as far as Harry could remember.
That's not even right. That's like not literally right.
Oh, this is good. Are you okay? Said Harry urgently. My willy, said Ron. Look at my willy. It had snapped almost in two. The tip was dangling limply, held on only by a few splinters.
Pete Davidson to Kim K.
Yeah.
Look at my willy. Help, Kimberly!
My willy, look at my willy. As you can see, we are holding our willies in the accepted combative position. He bent down and pulled out his willy. pulled his willy out of the troll's nose. It was covered in what looked like lumpy grey glue.
"Expecto Patronum," Harry yelled. Nothing happened. Harry gripped his willy tighter and shook it up and down until a thick, wispy white substance protruded from the end of it.
That one!
Sorry!
She knew what she was doing with that
she
one.
She shall not be named to do this on purpose. Yeah. Like, she did, like.
Then, with a sigh, he raised his willy and prodded the silvery substance with its tip. "No," roared Snape's voice, and then the pain stopped as suddenly as it started. Harry lay curled on the grass, clutching his willy and panting. I'm nearly done, I swear. Crab and Goyle were standing behind him, shoulder to shoulder, willies pointing right at Harry. Through the small space between their jeering faces, he saw Draco Malfoy. "That's my willy you're holding, Potter," said Malfoy, pointing his own through the gap between Crab and Goyle. "Not anymore," panted Harry, tightening his grip on the Hawthorn willy. "Winners, keepers, Malfoy. Who lent you theirs?" "My mother," said Draco. This is the last one. "Get off me," Harry gasped. For a few seconds they struggled, Harry pulling at his uncle's sausage-like fingers with his left hand and his right maintaining a firm grip on his raised willy. That was a lot.
I think that's enough willy for one interval. What about you?
Yeah, I need to go take a breather.
Okay.
Just on a cold shower.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.